Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this as well as your own family or personal altar, first thing daily. Then join us on the Turning Point Prayer Hall via our YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram platforms from 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time for securing or legislating over the day. Welcome also to Monday, day 4 in the 5th month. 5 is God's number, representing grace, unmerited favor, and lifting. Why 4? On the 4th day in the Bible creation story, God created the sun, moon, and stars to give light. Let me connect the dots for today's prayers and impartational blessings. Be responding in agreement with Amen, I receive it. May God's grace that passes all human understandings back you up in all you do this day and this month. You will not struggle for what grace can provide. God shall surprise you with divine provisions. I use Proverbs 14 verse 23 to pray this morning. It says, in all labor there is profit. May you enjoy a robust and unusually large profit in all you lay your hand to do. Now let's do this. Open your two hands before you, and let me prophetically speak to your hands. Your hands are blessed. Nothing dies in this hand anymore. As the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish grew and multiplied in the disciples' hand to fill the multitude, so will resources grow in your hand to meet all your needs. You will not know reduction. You will not know dryness. Who is this struggling with your work? No growth, no promotion, no customer, no client. From today, that narration has changed. You will be like Peter, from toiling all night, catching nothing, to having a net-breaking and boat-sinking miracle. Then I pray for everyone doing well and coming up in your calling, career, business, or assignment. God will add divine speed for your rising. Let's do this. If you can do this, that is if you can. Jump up gently where you are 4 times and declare, I am going higher. I am rising higher 4 times. Yes, you will experience supernatural increase and higher upward move. Everyone writing exam or attending an interview or going to keep an appointment, anoint yourself as you go. You will come back with glorious testimonies of favor and breakthroughs in Jesus' name. Let me pray for today's celebrant. Open your hand. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. God will inspire people to bless you with gifts in cash and in kind. You will live long and fulfill your earthly purpose. Happy birthday. Right? Welcome to the 2nd week of teachings and counseling using questions and situations sent in by listeners. Please send yours if you have any. First issue today. Let me read these two together. The challenges are similar in a way, although not exactly the same. Daddy, please, my daughter and I sowed seed in December for higher position. She was told that she was the best of all of them that did the test and the interview. I am worried that she has not been given that position since December till now. What do I do? Daddy, I am very, very worried about it. Please help me, sir. Second person, sir, as I'm talking to you now, I am tired. This is my second marriage, no child. I applied for adoption over 2 years now. All paperwork done. Even the court has given approval letter. Still, now the orphanage I went to is asking for 4 million naira. Daddy, I am tired. I don't know what to do. Please advise me, sir. It is urgent. Wow. The reason I said is similar is that in both situations, there is delay, worry, anxiety, and desperation. My counsel is in Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 and Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3. Philippians says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayers and supplication, with thanksgiving, let all requests be made known to God. Habakkuk says, the vision is for an appointed time. Though it tarries, wait for it. So for my daughter that performed exceptionally well in the interview, but not yet invited for the job. Wait, patiently wait. That job or position will either come or God has a better plan. Please remove worry. God is working behind the scene. For my sister or daughter, trusting God for a child, the same. An orphanage asking for 4 million naira is outrageous. I don't want to call it a scam. In every local government offices in Nigeria, you have an officer responsible for adoption requests. Why not go there? I know that the queue is long. It could be very long. Because adoption in Nigeria today is very popular. Even those who have one or two kids are still filing for adoption. Yours will come. What I don't know is whether you have tried all other options of conception, such as fertility treatment medically, IUI, IVF, and others. I know they also involve money. Try those ones. If you have not already done so, with prayers, there will be a divine intervention. You also did not tell us why you are in your second marriage. It is well. Final word for all listeners. Let's remove worry, anxiety, fear, and desperation in all we will be asking God to do for us. There is an appointed time, and God's time is the best. Things may not always work out the way we initially planned it or we expect it, but God has a plan for each one. Let's patiently wait. Next, dear Daddy, in response to my TPGF brother in UK on wife's nursing dream, option one, UK study is fastest and easiest career path. Pros, she graduates in just 3 years and can start working immediately with NHS without extra exam, no CBT, OSCE practicals, no family separation, though more expensive, £20,000 per year, and high pressure to work part-time to help cover the cost. Option two, Nigeria study, cheaper but harder journey. Pros, massive savings, £2,000 per year. Cons, takes longer, 5 years for BNSC. She will face the trauma of separation and must pass tough UK NMC registration exam, CBT, and OSCE practical before she can return to work in UK. Bottom line, if they can find a way to fund the UK route, even with part-time HCA work or student loan, it saves about 2 years of time and avoid the risk of future visa changes and strain of long-distance relationship. Her husband NHS status qualifies her for home free, school fees, and bus fees. Wow. Thank you for this detailed professional counsel. This is why asking us to make contribution in our area of competency is beautiful and helpful. There is no way a non-professional on someone not in the system in UK can be this detailed and analytical. Thank you for adding this, for doing this for us. The couple concerned, please listen to this, study this to make a guided decision. Listeners, please always let us enjoy the benefit of your knowledge and experience. Rebroadcast this to all of your contacts. Let what is blessing and adding value to you also bless your loved ones, beginning from members of your family. Month has ended, so if you are a monthly tither, personal and corporate tithing, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 5555, we are sowing this fifth month of the year. Do so as God gives you the grace. Giving to God's work, paying our tithe, and sowing our seed are born out of our love for God, commitment to see His kingdom work grow on earth, and sacrificial seed connected to our desires. They work wonders. Please keep it up. This is inviting all TPJ members and listeners in Abeokuta, Ogun State, Nigeria, to a 2-day National Ministers and Leaders Conference holding at Baptist Convention Hall, opposite Technical College, Idiaba, Abeokuta. Date is Friday, May 22, from 4 p.m. to Saturday, May 23, from 9 a.m. This conference is for all ministers in the fivefold ministries, general overseers of churches, state and district pastors, upcoming and young ministers, members of CAN and PFM, DPGs in Ogun State, and all. I will be ministering principally together with other anointed men of God. Our music minister for this conference is Minister Tope Alabi from Lagos. He's interdenominational. Please come. You will be highly blessed. Theme is Reviving the Church to Save a Nation. If you have any of your loved ones in Abeokuta, encourage them to attend. I speak to your life today. Go and see the wonders of God. Go and experience the favor and the honor of God. This month of grace, you will not struggle. No sweating. No hiccup. The power of God will back you up. All those rebroadcasting this to others to expand and enlarge TPJ worldwide. All those praying for me and the team. All those sowing seed and tithing. The power of God will cover you. The grace of God will see you through. What God cannot do does not exist, because God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a good day and a wonderful week. Bye.